Smartcast.
You are listening to an OTT Play production brought to you by HT Smartcast. This is OTT Play.
OTT Play.
Sizzling Samachar of the Day.
Welcome to your daily dose of entertainment news on OTT Play. I'm your host Nikhil. Let's now look at the top stories. With the recent developments surrounding Britney Spears and her life, it seems fans are in no shortage of news about the pop sensation. So when talks of a biopic came to the fore, fans were naturally excited. But the unpredictable pop star was quick to shut down any potential movie speculation, at least during her lifetime. She took to Instagram to share her grievances with the captions, "I hear people wanting to do movies about my life," and "Dude, I'm not dead." So it appears Britney fans won't get to see a documentary unless she changes her mind. Next up, after Elvis and Rocketman became an immense hit, musicians are looking to dip their toes in the film market with biopics of their own. This time it's Snoop Dogg, whose life and rhymes are headed to the big screen. It's been reported that the enigmatic rapper's biopic is in the works at Universal Pictures, and they're bringing Black Panther writer Joe Robert Cole on board the team. Snoop is set to produce the project under his newly formed Death Row Pictures alongside Hughes and Sarah Raumaker. Snoop said, "It was the perfect marriage. It was holy matrimony, not holy macaroni," to demonstrate his excitement. Moving on, there's no bad news when it comes to horror television, and the news about the second season of Chucky is proof. The sixth episode is about to premiere and fans are unable to hide in their excitement. Sci-Fi has released a preview clip of the latest episode, which reveals the particularly humorous aftermath of Sister Ruth finding out that Hulk Chucky is alive. The sneak peek also features Sister worshipping Chucky like he's a god and acting as his humble servant. Chucky is getting comfortable in his new seat of power as a godlike figure, but whatever the end might be, it is clear that creator Don Mancini and the crew are having a lot of fun with this plot twist. Next piece of news, HBO has been searching long and hard for the perfect cast for its post-Vietnam War drama The Sympathizer. It is certainly good news as they have cast Hua Zonde to be the lead in the series along with Fred Nguyen Khan, Ton Le, Vi Le and Alan Tron. Most of the actors are of Vietnamese descent as the series is based on Viet Thanh Nguyen's Pulitzer Prize-winning debut novel. HBO and co-producer A24 put out an open casting call worldwide to look for the perfect ensemble. Next up, Elizabeth McNeil's novel The Doll Factory has been made into an original series by Paramount Global's Paramount Plus. The cast was unveiled on Wednesday and the six-episode hour-long drama is set to feature Esme Cred-Miles as Iris, a simple doll painter who dreams of becoming an artist, Anna Hardwick as Silas, and taxidermist who owns a shop filled with his creations, Miran Mack as Rose, Iris' twin sister who works with her in the doll shop, and George Webster as Lewis, a painter and member of the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood. The series will be set in 1850s London and the further details are kept under wraps. Last piece of news, Netflix is venturing into the world of reggae and announced a new series, Neon, a reggaeton comedy from creator Shea Serrano and showrunner Max Cyril. The 8-episode series revolves around three friends moving to Miami from a small town in Florida. They are full of dreams and hopes, trying to make a name in the world of reggaeton. But reality strikes as the harsh realities of attempting to make it in the music industry dawn on them. Tyler Dean Flores is set to star as Santee, a budding reggaeton artist trying to make it with the help of his friends Ness and Felix, portrayed by Emma Ferreira and Jordan Mendoza, respectively. Well, that's the sizzling news for today on OTT Play. Until the next time, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
This was an OTT Play production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.